said I'm feeling fine.
Hi, this is JP Hill, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home. Go.
You said I'm feeling fine. Kick it in the leg when he was 25. Don't wanna be alive when you're 25. And when they're stealing clothes from unlocked cars, and Freddy's got spars picking off stars from his face. Funky little boat race. Oh well, the television man is crazy. He says a juvenile delinquent wrecks. Man, I need a TV when I got. Brother, you guess I'm a dude, yeah. All the young dudes carry the news. Boogaloo dudes carry the news. All the young dudes carry the news. Boogaloo dudes carry the news. Well, Lucy's looking sweet, though he dresses like a queen. He can kick like a mule. He's a real mean team we can love. We certainly can love. Oh, and my brother's back home with his Beatles and his Stones, but we never got off on all that revolution stuff. What a drag. There were too many snakes. Oh, well, I drank a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna race some cat to bed. Is it concrete all around? I guess I'm a dude, yeah. All the young dudes carry the news. Boogaloo dudes carry the news. All the young dudes carry the news. Boogaloo dudes carry the news.
We'll see you soon.
Yeah. foot. I found simple life ain't so simple. When I jumped out on that road, I ain't got no love, no love you call real. Ain't got nobody waiting at home. Ooh yeah,
running with the devil.
Back against a wrecking machine. I ain't the worst that you right. I think that's enough. That one falls into a bunch of different categories right there. I mean, it was a great year for Van Halen covers, obviously. That was the man himself. That was David Lee Roth, along with the John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band with Jump from an album that falls into a bunch of categories. It falls into the strangest tribute albums of all time list. It falls on the most unnecessary tribute albums of all time list. And it falls under albums that... only I would buy list. Like, who the hell else in the world is going to buy this thing but me?
I remember, I think I was there when you bought it, and I remember shaking my head.
Oh, I was thrilled, but what what other person in the right mind is going to buy a bluegrass tribute to Van Halen? It's from Strummin' with the Devil, the Southern Side of Van Halen, and some of it's actually pretty good. I mean, I know nobody else cares. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you heard this or not, but here's something to look forward to in 2007. The Van Halen News Desk is reporting summer tour. David Lee Roth reunited with Van Halen. So once again, we'll blow $100 going to see Van Halen. Oh, boy. They booted Michael Anthony, the longtime bass player. And you know who's playing bass now? Because you care?
I don't know.
Eddie's kid, Wolfgang, is the new bassist for Van Halen.
What?
Yeah, he's 15.
What?
Yeah. So we heard David Lee Roth and John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band there. We heard Hazy Dixie with another Van Halen cover, Running with the Devil from their latest record, A Hot Piece of Grass. I said grass. You are so fascinated by those tractors outside. You're like Jason watching big tractors.
Oh, I'm mesmerized.
Jason would love it here today. They got all the big snow machines out there. They're clearing the snow. It is pretty fascinating, I gotta admit, but it's like a well orchestrated dance.
See, I don't think it's orchestrated at all. Like I keep watching them thinking they have no plan. Like, they're just all over the place.
Well, they're look, just a few minutes ago it was all over there, and now it's all over there.
Well, it took them like a whole hour to do one lane.
They've only knocked down one sign that I've seen, which is pretty impressive.
I really wish I was 8 and I could put on ski pants and just go out there and play on the big snow mountain.
That is a pretty big mountain. Like, holy crap, is that like a big mountain or what?
Totally.
You want to do her?
Sure.
I don't know if it's packed down well enough yet, though.
It's pretty loose.
Yeah, that's you got to wait till it's packed down a little. We heard J.P. Ho and the Truly Richards, and they're all the young dudes from J.P. Ho's great live record, the Live Beta Project. And normally, I wouldn't put a live record on my top 10 list, but it's just so good. I mean, what are you going to do? We were there actually when that song was recorded. Did you hear us clapping?
Of course I did.
Yeah. James Hill before that, Little Wing, and cover of Jimi Hendrix's Little Wing from an album called A Flying Leap. This guy is the Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele. And it's actually a surprisingly interesting record, featuring songs such as Uke Talk and One Small Suite for Ukulele and Fleas My Dog Has. Yeah, it's actually kind of an interesting record there from James Hill. We heard Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins, Handle With Care, cover of the great song by... Oh, God. One of the greatest albums of all time. If somebody can explain to me why that album... is not available anymore. I just don't understand it. One of the greatest collections of singer-songwriters ever. It's a brilliant album from start to finish, and nobody in the world can buy it anymore. The Traveling Wilburys, you know?
Yes, you gave
George
that to
Harrison,
me.
Bob Dylan, Tom Petty.
Right.
Whatever. Peter Mulvey in there before that with a cover of the old U2 song, The Fly. Recognize it now?
Mm-hmm,
no,
mm-hmm.
You don't. Biga Tanya's in there also with When Doves Cry. And we got a few more lists to go. Holy crap, we're running out of time. It's so much I wanted to play today.
You've had 6 hours.
I know, but it's flying by. I don't know what to do.
That's a good thing.
We're going to play one more of the strangest records of the year, but it's actually really wonderful. It's totally bizarre. It looks bizarre. The guy's name is bizarre. It's solo banjo and voice. Just everything about it is bizarre, but I really, really like it. Then we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with something that's bizarre, but I'm still not sure yet in a good way. whether it's one of the biggest disappointments of the year, it's definitely one of the strangest albums of the year. And I will play something off, off that after a short break. And you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
It's probably on my list.
Yeah. But first, we'll play something from, and this is a weird, weird, weird project, but I really love it. The song's called Notes from the Banjo Underground, and it's by Old Man Ludicky.
Rattling through a prison of introspection, from the smallest cell can spread the whole infection. And I am not one to push it all aside, for I am one to hurt and to hide. And I read the book of Psalms by David, and I sometimes feel exactly the way that he did. I am no man, I am a worm, he cried. If I set it broad, may comfort out of light. Well, here are notes from a banjo underground. Here is the worm behind the sound. Find my little light, no, I'll let it shine. Mostly a question of time. Not hurt my friends. Well, here are notes from a banjo underground. Here is the worm behind the sound. When I find my little light, you know I'll let it shine. Mostly a question of time. Of time. Of time, of time.
Want to hear more stuff like this? Tune in to Sunday Drive, Sunday afternoons from 4 to 5 p.m. Sunday Drive features the traditional and contemporary sounds of bluegrass and old-time music from the hills of Appalachia and beyond. Rural and urban, sacred and secular, hillbilly, ragtime, sentimental and blue, these are the driving rhythms that were first modernized and streamlined by Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. Sunday Drive will take you from the earliest days of recorded music by artists like the Carter Family, Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers, and Jimmy Rogers, to modern-day Del McCurry Band, Old Crow Medicine Show, and King Wilkie. Put some drive into your Sunday afternoons.
Wow! We said, what do you think, and you told us, with all the spirited energy Manitobans are famous for. We asked how you liked it here, and you were all, yeah, quality of life, affordability, opportunity, it's all good. Or very good, according to most of the 2,800 of you who did the We Listen, You Listen survey. See the results online at spiritedenergy.ca, and you can still tell us what you think. But don't just tell us, tell everyone, because that's what this is about. Manitoba Spirited Energy, it's yours.
Programming on UMFM is brought to you in part by The Daily Bread Cafe. Located in the basement of St. John's College, not only does The Daily Bread Cafe serve up the best breakfast on campus, but it also offers a full line of Kicking Horse Coffee and Cornelia Bean Loose Teas. Be sure to stop by The Daily Bread today.
Samson?
Yeah?
Can I talk to you now?
Come on, Delilah. You can see I'm working out.
Ugh, you're always working out.
What do you want? I'm a strong man.
When are you getting your haircut?
Oh, not the hair again.
It's way too long. It looks stupid.
I'm not getting it cut.
Well, guess what else you're not getting there, big boy?
Oh, come on, Del.
Either the hair goes, or I do.
Fine. Go get the scissors. You know, Dell, you're killing me.
Need to be better informed? VoicePrint. News, sports, entertainment. Go to voiceprintcanada.com.
Rat alert. Rat alert. Rat alert. Rat alert. Rat alert. Rat alert.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba.
Now with a little extra space in your face.
Face.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Hi, this is Matt Mays, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back.
Matt Mays there from his new record, When the Angels Make Contact. And I was just starting to think that Matt Mays could do no wrong after two absolutely stellar records. I kind of expected something else from Matt Mays. Maybe that's why he did it. Maybe this is his Dusty, and then he'll go back to making good stuff. But it's a bit of a strange one, and it's depending on what story you read, it's either a soundtrack to a movie or a fake soundtrack to a movie or a soundtrack to a movie that might get made someday, or I don't know. I think the guy might have just lost his mind and just sort of, I don't know, started to believe that he could do anything. And so maybe this is his Neil Young moment or something. There's a lot of Neil Young moments on here. I can't wait to see him live, see how he pulls his stuff off live. But a bit of a strange one. Do you agree?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
It's a really nice-looking package. Well, the cover's a bit weird, but the I don't know. I kind of like the package. It's got this great book in it with nice photos and all the lyrics and stuff, but it doesn't fit in the damn box, which drives me crazy.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know how it sticks out like that?
Yeah.
Because you can't put it in the thing? I hate that. Like, it's always flopping around. I don't get that.
Well, his last album, the Torpedo one, the digipack isn't even standard size.
Yeah, it's smaller, which is dumb. So.
Totally.
I don't know. I don't get it. But some interesting stuff on here. And I don't know. I like it more than I used to. So maybe it'll keep growing on me. But all in all, a bit of a strange one, if you ask me, from our old pal Matt Mays. A couple more. And maybe this is my fault. Like a bunch of, I have a list of sort of the most disappointing records of the year. And I guess a lot of them are sort of my fault because I expect too much of people. You know, once I really love an artist, I expect them to do no wrong. And maybe I build myself up for disappointment.
Well, I think that's right too, because I mean, just pretend there's artist A and you just love this particular record and you just can't wait for them to come out with the next one and it's just not as good. So I consider a disappointment even though it's not bad.
Well, case in point here, one of my favorite bands of all time. Absolutely love everything this band has done. And then they kind of disappeared for a long time. Well, first of all, they were great, and then they lost a key member. And that kind of sent them into a spiral for a few years. They kind of floundered around for a few years. And then they just kind of disappeared altogether. And then this year, they reunited with original member. And he brought super talented brother to the equation. And now I'm thinking, this is going to be one of the greatest albums of all time, because you've got the newly reunited Skydiggers joined with Cash Brothers, both capable of absolutely stellar records. And I'm telling you, I wet my pants when I heard that they were making a record together. I thought that it was going to be the greatest album of all time. I was waiting for the Skydiggers to finally take their place in rock and roll royalty. I was waiting for Skydiggers to take over the country. It didn't quite happen that way, did it?
They're sort of my best reunion list. See, I'm at the other end.
The live shows here in Winnipeg were fantastic. I went to both shows. And I would do it again. We are so incredibly lucky to get that show here in Winnipeg for two nights. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Absolutely wonderful to see these guys together. To hear Peter Cash singing with the Skydiggers again, I tell you, it took me to a very special place. So on my list of favorite live shows of the year, those two shows are right up there for sure. But the album, I don't know. I'm not loving it. And then right after that, Andy Mays and Josh Finlayson of the Skydiggers, they put out another record right away. It's called Dark Hollow. And again, it could have been...
That one is not high up there. Could have been stellar.
But I don't know. I'm not getting it. So
why didn't they just call that one the Skydiggers? Like,
I don't know.
And actually, one thing that bugs me about it is they put them in these really cheap, slim cases.
Yeah, I don't like how this is sideways.
Yeah.
And then remember we paid extra and we ordered it originally to get it signed?
Yeah.
Remember that? And they signed the inside.
You got to open it up.
Like there's nothing in there but their signatures. It's stupid.
Yeah.
I want them to sign the front. Everybody knows that. So, I don't know. A little bit disappointed, but great guys. And we had Andy Mays on the show early in the year, and that was probably one of my favorite interviews of all time. A real, real treat to have Andy Mays on the show. We also had Ender Cash on the show, which was also a great treat. But so a bit of the mix of the super highlight with kind of a disappointment. We'll play a couple of things from, this is from Skydigger's Cash Brothers and maybe something from Dark Hollow after that. But that's not the right song. So it's actually this one that I want to play right here.
When I'm standing alone, put money in a phone, with the cars and a bus and a transport, making a way back home. Get into my car with the wind and the rain and the coffee stains, and my heart against my windshield again. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Girl, you better be alone, cause baby, I'm coming home. When I pull it on the interstate, skies, dogs get a little past, truck stops, I hop, stick cops in Jersey Place. Turn the radio, looking for a song with the white line, timeline, skyline, just keep moving on. I'm coming home.
Hi, this is Andy Mays from the Skydiggers, and you're listening to Jeff Robson on Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UM FM.
All the flowers fade, now the stars pale. Is this bitter beauty grabs you by the tail? How long will you hesitate? Halfway up the trail, yes, it's dark in the trees. Some wounds never heal, and you're dreaming with eyes wide open. Your heart has spoken for the first time. All the gun for hire poets try to sing so loud, just to drown out the roar as the bombs hit the ground. And the band is whistling Dixie for the sentimental sake. That's the sound and the fury of this new dark day. You're dreaming with eyes wide open. Your heart has spoken for the first time. For the first time. And trickle-down schemes and crackerjack box prizes splitting at the seams. And you're standing there in the doorway with your hair all in a mess. You in all your glory, wondering what comes next. And you're dreaming to call the this time for you and I to come together to recognize just how badly our hearts were broken.
Somebody tell me, somebody try, where was I going when I said goodbye? When I said goodbye to her, I think I said something like it's time I go, and I give her one last kiss, and that's all I know. It's all I know for sure. Now it's in the songs I sing, it's the price I pay. There's no such thing as a clean getaway. Roots started growing beneath my feet. Could have been the rain, could have been the heat, could have been the heat around her. I knew I had to leave her bad. I needed my freedom, it was all I had. It was all I had for sure. Now it's in the songs I sing, it's the price I pay. There's no such thing as a clean getaway. Taxi, I'm waiting on a train. I'm sitting by the window on a big jet plane. I can't get her out of my mind. Well, she's long gone now. I saw to that and I cussed myself, cause she ain't coming back. She ain't coming back this time. It's in the songs I sing, it's the price I pay. There's no such thing as a clean getaway.
That is Kevin Welch, along with Kieran Kane and Fats Kaplan from Lost John Dean. Another record that, I don't know, with those three guys, I kind of thought they could have done better. A little bit. The Kieran Kane songs in particular, I think, are pretty weak on that record. Kevin Welch is always a great songwriter. Some good stuff on there, but overall, like, you'd expect those three guys to do a little bit better. Do you want to run down your list of disappointments or people that you thought were a little weak? Or?
I expected more of the latest Black in the Rodeo King.
For sure. I mean, those three great guys. And to be honest with you, in my opinion, their albums are getting weaker with each album. Like, I didn't quite love Bark as much as I loved the last one.
Okay.
And then that one wasn't quite as good as the one before that. I don't know.
Maybe they saved the best for Let's Frolic Part 2.
Well, I don't know. No, I think this time maybe they saved the best stuff because they all put out solo records this year and they were all pretty good.
Right.
So maybe they held on to some of the best stuff for their solo records or something. But yeah, I was pretty unimpressed with Let's Frolic by Black in the Rodeo Kings. What else you got?
The other one I expected more of was Thumbelina's One Last Stand.
Yeah. You'd think Melissa and Luke together. I mean, it's a great looking package, and it's a neat idea. And
there are songs that I do like
for
on there.
For sure, but overall.
Boring.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
I was bored to tears by the Dave Alvin record, which should have been good. I mean, Dave Alvin covering classic California songs. I thought it could have been better, but he kind of sleepwalked through it. I thought it was kind of boring. Bobby Bear Jr. just gets weirder and weirder all the time. Nick Nax and Patty Wax is his new record. Or is that no? That was the live record, which was a little bit disappointing as well. But The Longest Meow was his new record, which is just plain weird. The new Jess Klein City Garden, I think it's called. It's pretty horrible. There's a couple of good songs on it, but for the most part, it's pretty horrible. What else? You mentioned Melissa McClelland. I still don't entirely get Alejandro Escovedo's The Boxing Mirror. Hmm. I love Alejandro, and he was so good live at the Folk Fest. Overall, the record, it's just a little weird for me. I don't quite get it. Stephen Fearing, you know, we were talking about Blackie. Fearing's album, I mean, I've absolutely loved all of Fearing's records until Yellow Jacket. I mean, there's some good stuff on there. Nothing's blown me away like some of his stuff in the past has. Don't tell him I said that because he's such a nice guy, and I don't want him to get mad at me.
I feel bad saying this about anybody.
Everybody, lots of people are putting this on their top 10 list. Nico Case, the new one, The Fox Confessor, Brings the Flood. For me, it's a little too hipster to be like her last record, Blacklisted, was kind of this great kind of alt-country masterpiece.
I think it was The Tigers Have Spoken.
Well, that was the live. That doesn't count. But this new one, it's kind of a little too hipster to be that, but it's not, but it's still a little too country to be hipster. I don't know. I don't quite love it like I love Blacklisted. I think that's a fantastic record. And I guess perhaps my biggest disappointment of the year, I can't believe how really unimpressed I am with this record. Well, in the past couple of years, one of my favorite bands, their last couple of records have been brilliant, but this one just stinks. Calexico. Their new album's horrible. Like, I don't play it on the show because it's not good. So, I don't know. If you disagree or you have anything to add, you can always phone us here. Phone hasn't exactly been ringing off the hook today.
And we have some new issues of your... What am I talking about?
I don't know.
Your best of CDs. We've got some new ones...
The reviews are starting to roll in. People are really liking it.
Good.
Which is good. So if you don't have one yet or you want one, you can always phone us. Or you can drop an email to jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. And we'll get you. We'll even drop it off at your house, which is, I think that's pretty nice.
I mean, I've been to Lockport, Transcona.
You've been all over town, which is very nice, yeah. Anyways, but on the other end, you know, we don't just want to dwell on the negative. There are also some people that have made big improvements this year, I thought, over their previous stuff. The stuff that they put out this year was way better. And I guess there could be no bigger example than the local gal who I'll be honest with you, and I don't care if she's listening. I didn't really think very much of her before. In fact, I kind of didn't like her. But the new record, it's pretty damn good.
It's probably at the top of my
list. And I mean, if you got Gerf Morlix producing, you can't really go wrong. Unless your name's Eric Westbury.
Yeah, but her songwriting was just so good, too.
Absolutely. And the cast of characters that's on there, Dan Walsh and Chris Carmichael and Scott Nolan, and I'm forgetting who else is on there, but it's just a great, great group of people put together a great record. The record is The Sweet Something Steady, and rightly so, lots of people are picking this on their top 10 list. This is something from Rami Mays. I really like this one. Tell a band to go home. I think.
I left you in the corner, I told you it was over. There was nothing behind your eyes. It was no surprise. And I planted a garden. Our happy home would harden. There was nothing that we could do. Even our neighbors knew. Let me be weak. Let me come home to you. Let me run to you.
kissed you, you said I do. You waited, I fell through, but I knew it all along. My love was never strong, and I saw you at the stoplight. It was late on a Monday night. Your stereo was on, playing a Robert Johnson song. Let me be weak, let me come home to you, let me run to you, let me be weak, let me come home. Let me run to you, let me be weak. Let me come home to you, let me run to you, let me be
yeah. To the door with a folder of prints, familiar cliches, traditional motifs. He said, I've got to do the feathers and the wolves for the money. People eat them up, but I've got some here that come from my life. A rusted car, a school fight. Got my girlfriend to pose for 2 days. It's called Patience after the Guns N' Roses song. And this one is called One Shoe. Neil Stone Child was frozen on the edge of Saskatoon 12 years ago. And now the body and the case have been exhumed. It's come to light that in the dead of winter nights, cold and remote, the Saskatoon police...